Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, afternoon, people. How y'all doing this morning? So glad that you all are listening live. Amen. This is yours truly, Elder Rich of Chosen for Purpose Ministry. Amen. We thank you for tuning on to our live radio broadcast this morning. Well, this afternoon, excuse me. We're going to deal with something this morning. Talking about being free. Amen. The Bible talks about when Jesus was in town that Lazarus died. Amen. And so Jesus waited for the longest, waited for about 4 days to go down to Lazarus' grave to raise Lazarus up from the grave. Amen. And when he did, called Lazarus by his name and raised him up from the dead. Lazarus was bound in his grave clothes, and Jesus told the grave clothes to loose him and let him go. Amen. So this morning we're going to deal with telling those grave clothes to loose you and let you go. Amen. Amen. We thank you so much for tuning in. We're so glad to be back on the air this morning or this afternoon. Amen. And through it all, we know that God is good. Amen. So, but right now we're going to, I know y'all like to hear a little music while we're on the air. So this morning, we're going to let Sister Tasha Carr, well, Pastor Tasha Carr bless us, talking about Without You. Amen. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. And tell someone else about the broadcast. Y'all be blessed.
was so lost without you.
Say it, Tasha. Amen, y'all. That was Pastor Tasha Cobb with Amen Without You. Amen. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm just sitting up here thinking about, you know, how I came to live my life without the Lord. Amen. There is nothing we can do without the Lord. Amen. Amen. Elder Jones, where you at?
I'm here.
Yeah, no, y'all seen how I'm gonna call out like that. Seen how I'm gonna call out. Y'all, today we're gonna talk about being free, being loose from the grave clothing and not being bound. Listen here, I want to go back to somebody. It's called Waymaker. I don't know if y'all remember that song. But we're going to go back to a worshiper. Amen. And when I heard this song, I fell in love with it. All right? So listen, y'all. We're going back to Waymaker, Miracle Worker. Promise keep the light in the darkness. I think that's how them lyrics go. Ain't that how they go? With Waymaker.
I worship you. Lazarus, because he knew that the glory of God
had to be revealed. God's glory had to be revealed. That's why he waited so patiently. By the time Jesus got to Bethany, well, they were, Lazarus had already died. But Jesus had promised him that their brother shall rise again. Jesus told her that he is the resurrection and the life. We never know what God has purposed and planned for our lives, but if God promised it to you, then that promise shall come to pass. Notice here the fact that Jesus made a promise. Jesus is the one that keeps his promise, because the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. So if whatever God promised you, I want to encourage you this morning to hold on to the promises of God. Amen. The text says that Jesus wept in verse 35. And I begin to wonder, why did Jesus end up weeping? But you know that, but his weeping proved his humanity. Jesus is a spirit, but he was in flesh. The Bible says that Jesus had them to roll the stone away, and Jesus called Lazarus by his name and said, "Lazarus, come forth." When Jesus wants to get your attention, he'll call you by your name. If you don't believe me, go and ask Brother Samuel. When God called Samuel to the ministry, God called Samuel by his name, and God and Samuel thought that it was Eli calling him, but no, it was God that was calling him. Amen. You got to hear when God is calling you. Amen. You got to know for a fact that when God is calling you, you are able to open your spiritual ears and hear what Jesus is saying, to hear what God is trying to say to you. Amen. Our key verse still focuses on verse 44. Jesus told the grave clothes to loose him and let him go. Lazarus came out the grave and was bound in grave clothes. Jesus saw that he was bound and told the grave clothes to loose him and let him go. God says he's calling us to come out of the dead prison, and he says to tell those grave clothes to loose you and let you go. And I know some might be saying, well, preacher, what you talking about, grave clothes? I'm glad you asked. We can't really move because we are bound. We're tied up and bound by depression. We're tied up and bound up and by evil thoughts, by low self-esteem. We can't serve God when we are bound, but the Bible says that God will set you free, and the Bible says that God will give you a way of escape. He gives you a way of escape by setting you free. All you got to do is just say you got to want to be free. God says tell those circumstances to loose you and let you go. And the reason why you're telling your circumstances to loose you, because of your power that is in your mouth. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue, according to Proverbs 18:21. God says that you can decree and declare yourself free from bondage, free from situations, free from things, free from people. God says you can declare yourself free. The grave clothes have got to loose you and let you go. The grave clothes of anger, the grave clothes of disease, the grave clothes of a reprobated mind, the grave clothes of homosexuality, the grave clothes of pride and arrogance, the grave clothes of rebellion, the grave clothes of people, the grave clothes of lying, the grave clothes of whatever they may be, the grave clothes of sexual immorality, whatever your grave clothes are, God says that you can be set free. Your grave clothes are those things that hold you, that try to hinder you, that try to keep you in bondage and not allow you to be free. God says, tell the grave clothes to loose you and let you go. We can't serve God when we are bound, but we have to be free. We are bound by so many things, but God says no more today. You can be free. You don't have to stay in that abusive relationship. Tell that grave clothes to loose you and let you go. You don't have to stay connected to people. You can be free. You don't have to be tied up, but God says you can be free. I don't know about y'all, but I've got to be set free. I can't serve God unless I'm free. And I refuse to let the devil bind me up. I refuse to let the enemy to hinder me. Tell yourself that I'm free indeed, that no more shackles are holding me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free. Amen. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm free. Declare yourself free. Tell yourself that you are free. Tell the devil, you thought you had me bound, but God says, I'm free. I'm free. And I shall never be bound again. I shall never be bound by what the enemy says. I never shall be bound again. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. But I can't
be
free. I cannot be bound, but I got to be free. Amen. We thank you all for listening so much to this broadcast, and we pray that something was said to trick your heart to wanna come back for more word of knowledge and more words of wisdom. Amen. If you would like to contact me, yours truly, Elder Rich, you can contact me on Facebook. Look me up under Richard Gallo. Like us on the Chosen for Purpose. Amen. You may also contact my co-host, Elder Mimi Speaks. Amen. You may find her on Facebook under Denisha Jones. Amen. Listen, if you ever want to sow a seed into our ministry, you can sow a seed via Cash App at Elder Rich 31. Amen. I'll make sure that's right. Yeah, that's Elder Rich 31 all together. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray that you will be blessed forevermore. I pray that God blesses your day in the name of Jesus. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. Remember, tell those grave clothes to loose you and let you go. Y'all be blessed.